In spite of President Trump's opposition, the rest of the world is still working on solving the climate crisis. So, how's it going? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. 3 years ago, most of the world's nations signed on to the Paris Climate Agreement, which committed countries to do their best to avoid a climate catastrophe. Well, things are different now, especially in the U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed to take the U.S. out of the deal, but the vast majority of countries are still in it, and they met recently in Poland at the U.N.'s annual climate conference to discuss it. NPR's Rebecca Hersher was there, and I spoke with her afterwards about the meetings for our podcast, Trump on Earth. She said the big achievement at the meetings was a rule book for countries to follow to meet the terms of the Paris Agreement. It may not be the most exciting accomplishment, she said, but it's still important.
The Paris Agreement is just a bunch of promises until you have rules that everyone can agree on for how you measure your carbon emissions and how you report those measurements to each other. You know, not every country is the same. Some countries are really private about their economies, for example. Imagine China. China has a planned economy, has a, you know, top-down system. Maybe they don't want to tell the U.S. and every other country on Earth lots of details about exactly where their industry is and what kind of fuels that industry is using and how much carbon is being emitted. These rules say there's a certain amount of granularity, there's a certain amount of technical detail that every country has to use so that we can compare apples to apples so we can hold each other accountable.
President Trump, after he took office, vowed to take the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, and he's made it clear that he's been very skeptical of climate science. What did the U.S. delegation do or say at the conference this year?
The U.S. did basically two things, two contradictory things. On one hand, representatives led by somebody, an official from the White House, did a side event, which got a lot of press, where they talked about the future of fossil fuels, namely coal and nuclear. Most of it was about coal. That was not a particularly welcome message. The other thing the Trump administration was doing was negotiating the rule book, the same as every other country, because even though Donald Trump, President Trump, has said that the U.S. intends to withdraw from the 2015 Paris Agreement, the U.S. is still in the Paris Agreement. And as a result, we had State Department negotiators working on the rule book, working on those rules for how people or how different countries will count their emissions and how different countries will communicate with each other about those emissions.
In the absence of a federal leadership on climate change, what did you learn about what cities and states are and can be doing about climate?
What I learned is that local governments all over the U.S. are already doing things that have to do with climate change, whether it's adapting to new weather patterns in their areas or dealing with stronger storms or transitioning their own grids to cleaner sources. The message that these local leaders are trying to send is at least you can work with the U.S. in good faith. Civil society does not think that climate change is a hoax, and we're taking action.
Rebecca Hersher covers climate change for NPR. You can find our full interview at trumponearth.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier.